This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You're trying to run a restaurant at the height of a pandemic. You can't seat people inside or even at all, probably. What do you do? One thing that was a lifeline for a lot of bars and restaurants this past year, alcohol to go. It's legal in 39 states, and a lot of them have or are making takeout drinks permanent, even as things start to get back to or close to normal. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on that.
This weekend, Nancy Bambera at DZ Restaurants is banking on a classic pairing, Memorial Day and barbecue.
And you can pair it with a bucket of beer. You can pair it with a bottle of wine.
Themed to-go meals have been really popular at our restaurants in Saratoga Springs, New York, during the pandemic. And even though capacity restrictions have mostly lifted, takeout makes up 20% of the restaurant group's sales, compared to 2% pre-pandemic.
Which is why it's really important that restaurants be allowed to continue alcoholic beverages to go.
That's Mike Watley at the National Restaurant Association. He says the takeout trend is here to stay, and restaurants can't afford to lose high-margin alcohol profits. Permanent laws have now passed in 13 states, with bills active in at least 6 others. The rules vary, some requiring food purchases, drink limits, and tamper-proof containers, because open container laws don't mean main streets are becoming Bourbon Street. Still,
2020 was the most important year for alcohol since the end of Prohibition.
Jarrett Dieterle researches alcohol regulation at R Street, a policy think tank. He thinks these laws could pave the way to make it easier for distilleries and breweries to ship across state lines.
You know, me in Virginia can get my favorite IPA from a craft brewery in rural northern Michigan.
It's something wine lovers have been able to do for years. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.